lying, both shall fall into a ditch. You really ought to get your glasses changed, Andrew.
I can see well enough, my dear.
What's the matter, Andrew?
Damn dogs. Dumb animals, you can't educate them.
You shouldn't curse, my love. Besides, it isn't the dog's fault, it's your eyes. They're getting weaker, and you really must take care of your eyes. After all, they're the only ones you'll ever have.
Now, Edith, my age, new glasses are hardly worth the expense. And don't let the dogs get out of this either. They know where the grass is, and they can tell the difference between grass and cypress. Leave it to you to defend the dumbest animals.
Wasn't that a lovely food we passed, Andrew?
The animals smell.
Of course the animals smell. That's part of being alive.
Not smell, then. Stink. The animals stink. Stink? Stunk? Well, anyway, there were musky odors and rotten odors and rancid odors and moldy odors and reeking odors and effluvious
odors.
Yes,
but Andrew, the animals have helped us many times.
Well, we have machines to do everything now.
Yes, but we must be grateful to them for the dog sled, the mule team, the ox cart, the reindeer sled, the camel caravan, the ostrich buggy, and the peace doves. Some of them are quite smart. Educated elephants, trained seals, performing lions and tigers, dancing zebras, whoopee star porpoises, fighting bears, talking dogs, verbose parrots.
If they're so intelligent, why haven't they shown more cooperation in the efforts for peace?
Why, Andrew, didn't I tell you? Our little Toto, our little Snoopy dog, has learned to sit on his hind legs and lift his front paws and legs.
That I can believe.
Here, Toto. Now come sit. Show Daddy what you can
do. Don't call me his daddy.
Andrew, now you've insulted Toto. Now he won't perform.
Just like an actor.
Maybe Feathers will say a few of the words she has learned. Now don't insult her, too.
I won't say it, but I'll think it.
Think what, dear?
That Feathers isn't worth her parakeet seed.
Now you've gone and done it. She's put her head under her wing. Feathers loves to show off with friendly people. See what you've done, Andrew. You've made an introvert of her.
My humble apologies.
And just when she was getting along so nicely. She was getting much plainer, too. Why, only yesterday
I'm not interested.
But, Andrew, children must be loved.
But Toto and Feathers are not our children. Besides, we're at the bus station, and I don't want people to stare.
When our other children left, you said you would take care of Toto and Feathers, and they could go everywhere we went.
I didn't say I'd adopt them.
Two more wouldn't hurt. We've only had 27,654,381,102. Two more wouldn't make much difference.
I absolutely refuse to adopt them.
We'll let them go on the trip with us, though, won't you?
They'll have to ride in the luggage compartments.
They'll smother to death.
They can't sit in the seats with us. What will the bus driver say? And you're sure to poke someone in the eye with that bird cage.
Well, you just ask the ticket man if they can't go. He'll tell you.
However, if they do go, it would make an interesting anecdote for my memoirs.
Ah, yes, for your memoirs. Don't let them go, dear.
Only if the ticket man and the bus driver agree. Which is highly unlikely for any two men in such administrative positions.
Maybe you could start writing your memoirs on the trip.
Bad road.
If you don't start now, you may never finish.
I shall not start my memoirs until I'm no longer able to travel. In the meantime, though, I shall continue to keep little notes of all the things that have happened to us.
If your library is full of notebooks, what was the last count?
Let me see. What did I do with that piece of paper? I counted last week and wrote it down. Oh, here it is. 75,639,823,999. And with the notes I shall make on this trip, we should pass the 76 billion mark.
My, my, all those notes. How many volumes of memoirs will that make?
Well, when we subtract the duplication of events, the unimportant incidents, The adventures that we started and never finished, the inventions that were failures, the languages that are dead, and the characters who are only names, it should come to roughly one small volume.
Oh, I can hardly wait to get back and help you with your organization.
You always have been a faithful secretary.
Well, if I can't help you, Andrew, I'd die. We have enjoyed life together, haven't we?
Yes, we've enjoyed life more than the average, I would say.
We'll have many more years together, don't you think?
Many more years.
I hope we don't die separately. I hope we're killed together in a bus accident.
Together in a bus accident.
Maybe it will be this time, but I hope not, because you haven't finished writing your memoirs. Where are we going today, Andrew?
The scenic route.
Oh, I love the scenic route. The long trip or the short one?
The short one. We must hurry back.
So you'll have plenty of time to write.
We're going to Charleston, Charlotte, Roanoke, Richmond, Washington, Newark, Boston, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Nome, Vladivostok, Yokohama, Sydney, Shanghai, Calcutta, Nazareth, Alexandria, Heidelberg, Cologne, Stockholm, Oslo, Liverpool, Dublin, Johannesburg, Santiago, Rio de Janeiro, San Jose, Havana, Miami, and Atlantis.
My, that is the short trip. Now, when you go to get the ticket, be sure and tell the ticket man that you were once a general.
Poor.
Well, that should impress him and make him give you the best seats on the bus.
I don't see what difference.
What the prestige that goes with being a general. You'll know you should have been president because everybody knows that generals make the best presidents.
I just wasn't popular enough.
I was proud of you, dear, even when you lost. But make sure you tell him what battles you fought in. Tell him how well you fought for... Dear, I would say you do that very well. In fact, I would say you do that best of all.
Except my memoirs.
Oh, yes, your memoirs. They shall be even greater than your battles.
They were so long ago. Now I have only their memory. I'm past fighting. Past desire.
Past desire.
Past hope.
Andrew, you mustn't say that.
Well, it's true, dear. We're on our way downhill. Why, we just passed middle age last year. I'm past hope, past desire.
Nonsense. Now you go get the tickets and I'll wait right here. Go along with you.
All right, but my heart isn't in it anymore. I just do this to keep my mind occupied. I'm too old for pretend.
We're not old yet. Now do as I say.
You always take our games too seriously anyway.
Well, a body's got to take something in life seriously or he'll soon go crazy. Now run along with you.
All right, my dear. I'll keep up the game. As long as you can keep up your end, I'll keep up mine.
Hurry along now. If we don't get the tickets, then the bus will go right along without us.
Oh, pardon me, miss. I thought you were a lamppost.
Andrew, you really must get your glasses changed. Something dreadful is going to happen to you if you don't.
Dreadful, my
God. Toto, you should be ashamed of yourself. After all the care we've given you. I know Andrew gets irritated with you every once in a while, but you could make him laugh by doing one of your cute tricks. Feathers, I don't know what's gotten into you. You were so chipper when we started off this morning. Now, don't you worry. Mom's gonna say, make sure that you get to go on the bus with us this time. Well, did you get the ticket? What did he say?
Left coat pocket.
And the animals, can they go?
He said the only way the animals could go was for the bus driver to say okay.
Well, did you tell the man about you being a general and all that?
I told him everything.
What did he say?
Said the bus would be late.
It always is.
All we can do is wait.
You must play a game to pass the time. What shall we play, Andrew? You're good at games.
A game within a game.
I don't understand, dear.
No, nothing. It doesn't matter. What game do you want to play?
Let's play... chase.
Too strenuous.
Let's play... making wishes.
Too tame.
Nickels, quarters, dimes.
What's that?
I say nickels, quarters, dimes.
Well, what are you saying it for? Is that the name of a new game?
Oh, it's just sign the instructions on a cigarette machine. Nickels, quarters, and dimes only. Of course, that isn't true, is it?
Of course not.
No, because there are also anos, centavos, francs, sous, lira, ris, sen, yen, pesos, farthings, florins, ginger, whiskey, wampum, salt, and lights.
In God we trust.
Mild, very mild.
What's that?
I say mild, very mild. It's a sign on the cigar box. You should never have given up smoking, Andrew.
Why not?
You could blow the most perfect smoke ring.
Any circle is perfect.
Oh, let's not bother about geometry today or any of the other mathematics. I'm tired of figures. Think about words instead. Yes, that's a wonderful idea. We can pass the time by making up words.
You don't just make up words by thinking about it.
Why not? You made up millions.
But only when the occasion arose that needed a new word.
Well? Have you ever seen those trees look exactly like they look right now?
No, not exactly. Why?
No, we need a word for it. Frilting.
Frilting?
Frilting. I frilt, you frilt, he, she, or it frilts. The trees are frilting.
And what exactly does that mean?
It means exactly what the trees are doing right now. My goodness, if you could, I could give you a word that would explain what that word meant. There wouldn't be any use in having new words at all, would there?
I guess not. But how are you going to explain to someone else what you mean?
Well, you just bring the people here and show them the trees. You point to the trees and you say, frilting. It's really a very nice word and more fun to say than eating a chocolate-covered cherry. Come on, try it.
This is ridiculous.
Come on, try it for me.
Oh, all right. Frilting. 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 Say, you're right.
Strange.
What's that?
Strange. That's what you experienced when we passed by the zoo. A strong stench. Strange. Oh, this is fun. I don't know why we didn't start this game a long time ago.
If we had, the language would be cluttered up with thousands of useless words.
Oh, you're just against progress. Besides, it passes the time.
Sitting and meditating passes the time, too.
Oh, Andrew, I almost forgot to mail the letter to our last child telling him where we're going.
The child won't care.
What a thing to say. Our children always care.
They never write us back.
That doesn't mean they don't care. They have their own worries and responsibilities. Deep down in my heart, I know they still love us.
There's a mailbox on the corner.
I see it, dear, and I can even see it from here.
Well, go to it, then.
Can I trust you with the animals?
Of course.
They better be all right when I get back.
They'll be just as you left them.
Just the same, I think I'll take Feathers with me. Andrew? Andrew, help me.
What's the matter, dear?
My hand. The mailbox struck, dear.
You should have let me mail that letter for you.
You didn't offer to.
You should have asked me. I would have been happy to. There, is that better?
Just didn't make it well. Oh, Andrew, you've saved me from danger so many times. You saved me from burning at the stake, from the dragon, from the noose, from the guillotine, from the rack, from the famine, from the flood, from the cross, and from the lions, and now from the mailbox. My, how brave you still are. Why do you do all of this, dear?
Must I say? Don't you know?
Never get tired of hearing you say it. You once had the voice of an orator, a politician, an opera baritone, an actor, a prince. And even now I can hear that voice. tell me as you always tell me when you rescue me.
My dearest, I love you.
And there never has been another?
Never.
And there never will be another?
Never.
How comforting to know that. For I'm extremely jealous of you. You know that, don't you?
The people are staring, Edith.
Oh, let them stare. What do they know of our deep romance? I don't care if the world knows that you're my husband. I'm proud to be your wife.
Past desire, past hope.
Kiss me, Andrew.
Right here in public?
In the eyes of God.
On the mouth?
Oh, it's really me.
I can't, not out in the open like this.
Many other people do.
Well, I don't want to be too different from other people.
Mild, very mild. Oh, look, Andrew.
Shine, mister?
Andrew, he's talking to you.
Sons of Ham, cursed by Noah, servants of Shem.
Only wants to shine your shoes.
I don't want to have him shine.
Andrew, look at the boy. Can't you believe he's one of ours?
Don't be unreasonable.
Tell me, little boy, who are you?
My name's Ole.
Dead body.
Well, maybe you don't keep track of the family, but I do. And in one way or another, we're all related. We're related by aunts and second cousins and great-grandmothers and great-great-granddaddies and fourth cousins twice removed and marriages outside of families and marriages among families and marriages between families. You never know if you meet somebody that he might not be closer related to you than your own children, and that's a fact.
Well, I don't see it that way.
Well, you don't see very well at all. Where are you going, may I ask?
The comfort station, if you have to know.
I thought you'd been getting mighty fidgety. Well, go along, don't let me stop.
All right, I'll be.
Come, come, my pretty feathers. You mustn't shiver like that. It isn't cold. In fact, it's a rather pleasant day. There, there. Now you look like my baby should. Perk and lively. Are you going to smile for Mama? There, there, Toto. Of course I love you. I love all of my children. Now you mustn't mind what Andrew says. Andrew is just like a child, too, in so many ways. Of course, he's done some very remarkable things. His inventions, his languages, his wars, his notes for his memoirs. Oh, just wait till he gets his memoirs published, then you'll see the whole thing hasn't been in vain. He's tired now. And this trip will be a great relaxation for him before the grind of writing, so you mustn't mind if he seems irritated. I love Andrew. I've always loved Andrew, and I shall love him forever. If I last that long. My feathers, what's that? How wonderful, it's clear, it's distinct. Oh, you will say that for Andrew when he comes, won't you? Oh, and Toto, you're sitting up so nicely. Well, here's a milk bone. Mama bought it for you. Mama's proud of you both. Feathers, where did you learn to talk like that? Well, miracles never cease. You picked it up all by yourself. Oh, wait till Andrew hears. Just wait till he hears. Why, hello, how do you do?
Oh, fine, thanks. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, mind if I sit down?
Not a bit. Be careful of Toto.
Who?
Oh, dog.
Where?
Right here, on the end of the leash.
Oh, sure. Pretty, ain't he?
Well, I don't know that you'd exactly call him pretty. Unique might be more correct.
That's what I mean. Pretty unique dog. My name's Cynthia. What's yours?
My name is Edith, and my husband's name is Andrew.
Oh, I knew an Andrew once. In Germany.
You did? When was that?
Near the end of the war.
Which one? There have been so many through Germany.
Oh, well, I've been going from country to country for a long time. I don't guess it was the same Andrew.
And from man to man?
What makes you say that?
I know your type. I can tell by the thick makeup. I've never understood that. Why do women in your profession cover yourselves with such heavy paint?
We have to work past our prime.
Was it my Andrew you knew in Germany?
How would I know if it was your Andrew? Men come, men go. They don't leave no calling card. There's Andrews all over the world.
Did he tell you that he loved you?
Oh, they all say that.
All of them?
Well, they used to.
My Andrew wouldn't. He wouldn't even look at you.
Look, lady, I'm not gonna argue with you. I wouldn't know your Andrew from Adam's house cat. If I weren't the dog tired, I'd go move to another bench.
You have been running, haven't you?
I'm always running. From something or to something.
You don't have to. You could get married.
I'd rather run.
On the average, marriage is good for people.
When you've seen as many unfaithful men as I have, you don't have much faith in marriage.
But the family is the foundation of our society, and without
lady, you ain't gonna reform me. I had all the gospel I could stand at the last Graham Crusade.
Just the same. Andrew? Andrew, I want you to tell this woman. Andrew, what's the matter with you? Stop that silly giggling.
I've seen it. There's the writing on the wall.
On the wall?
The verses and quotations, the scriptures and passages, the jokes and songs on the wall of the comfort station.
Andrew, be serious.
And I've made an important decision.
Andrew, this...
And I'm sure the history will prove that all important decisions were made by some great man sitting on the job.
Andrew, that isn't very nice.
Hello, who is this?
My name is Cynthia. Now, will you please tell her to go away?
No, indeed. Didn't you say we're all related? She might be my kissing cousin.
Past desire, past hope?
Past desire, but not past hope.
You mustn't even look at such a woman.
It doesn't do any harm to look.
Run along now, Miss Arbuckle. We'll be here. Any minute.
I deserve to sit here just like the rest of you.
We don't want you.
Well, I want her. I want her to go on the bus with us. She would be delightful company.
Yes, my dog needs walking. Will you be so kind?
Well, I don't see why I can't.
Just take him on a nice long walk and come back later. Nice long walk. Go on.
I'm the shop. All right. I'll be back and take my place on that bench with the rest of you.
I don't see anything wrong.
Did you know her in Germany?
In Germany? I don't think so.
She said she knew a German, Andrew in Germany, during the war.
There are hundreds.
I know. Did you know her?
Now, Edith, you've been with me every time I went to Germany. Now, what's the matter?
I've never been with you to Germany. Given you the best years of my life, and you've been unfaithful to me.
Now, now.
Not only that, now you want her to go on the bus trip with us.
Now, Edith.
And we plan. stand on it for so long.
There's no reason to get so upset.
You are going to write your memoirs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to be your faithful secretary, just like I've always been your faithful secretary.
You don't want her. She won't go.
And you'll promise to never think of her again?
I promise.
Oh, Andrew, I knew you wouldn't let her beguile you. I had faith in you. It's only that...
What is it, my pet?
I became suspicious because I'm so jealous. You will forgive me for that, won't you?
Certainly, my dear.
Because we must stick together.
Yes, we must.
Because we haven't got anybody but each other.
Only each other.
And Toto and Feathers.
And Toto and Feathers. But look, Edith, would it really matter if I told her she could go on the bus with us?
Andrew, you really mustn't let yourself think like that.
Of course not.
Because that woman is an evil, sinful, lustful, wicked Jezebel!
Yes!
Andrew!
I've changed my mind. If you aren't willing to let her on the bus with us, I shall not be willing to take my last trip.
That wasn't a very long walk.
Yeah, well, your dog wasn't very anxious to exercise.
Oh, miss, I've decided to tell you can go on the bus trip with us.
Ah, what does your wife say?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Our marriage is 50-50. Miss, you cannot go.
Yeah, well, if your husband says I can go, I'm going just to prove to you he ain't as faithful as you think he is.
He's never had any use for women like you. I don't know why you continue to hang around.
Oh, supply is to meet the demand.
Well, there would be no demand if you would settle down and behave yourself like sensible women.
If the world depended on sensible women, what use would it have for nonsense like you?
Supply is to meet the demand!
Don't go barking my words back at
you
me!
You insulted to me!
I taught you everything you know, and look what good it did you. So you may as well throw in the lipstick and the rouge. I'm taking over now.
Oh, no, you're not. Andrew and I haven't come this far to be separated by something like you.
Yeah, well, the separation began years ago. In Germany?
You see who's Germany came between us?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Edith! Cynthia!
Leave us alone, Andrew. This has got to
happen. Yeah, you're the cause of it. We gotta settle it ourselves.
Ladies, please. Please, please.
I'm too old for this. I'm old. I'm tired. Past desire, past hope.
You must never say past hope, Andrew.
Well, I can't let you women fight like this.
This has got to be settled.
But it doesn't make any sense. Don't you remember, Edith? You started all this over a bus trip.
You started it over our bus trip, our last bus trip together.
But it's senseless, Edith. There is no bus.
No bus?
No bus.
You jest.
No, Edith, there is no bus. It was all a game. You know it and I know it. We just have our little game every morning, Saturday morning, to pass the time. I can't let you take this so seriously. There's no bus station. This is a city park. There's no ticket seller. His office window is the mailbox. There's no bus and we're not going anywhere.
Andrew, I'm surprised to hear you talk like that.
And what's more, we've never gone anywhere and never will go anywhere. I just keep up the game because you love to sit and wait for the bus.
Andrew, I am really surprised at you. I'm really surprised. After this trip, you were going to write your memoirs.
I decided while in the comfort station that it's useless. There's nothing to write.
But your notebooks!
There aren't any notebooks.
Your battles and memory.
I was never anything but a private for 2 years.
Andrew, that isn't true. You fought in the Battle of Old Baldy, in the invasion of Iwo Jima, in the Battle of Argonne Forest. You led the troops at Waterloo and Saratoga. What? You ate at St. Joan at Orléans. Fought in the Battle of Hastings, the Battle of Tours, the Battle of Metaurus, the Battle of Marathon, and the Battle of Jericho.
Not I.
Yes, you, Andrew.
deception, illusion, dot.
You must write your memoirs for those who come after.
There'll be no one to read them.
But you're wrong, Andrew. There's the gibbon, the orangutan, panda, the possum, the polar bear, the whale, the dodo, the auk, the lyrebird, the brontosaurus, the salmon, the angleworm, the hydra, the beetle, and the ant. Remember the ant? Remember the ant? How wise, how frugal, how industrious. Andrew, you always did underestimate the ant.
You can see she's quite mad.
Then there are the children. You mustn't give up for their sake. The white ones, the yellow ones, the red ones, the brown ones, the burnt sienna ones, the black ones, the mulatto ones, the gray ones, and the olive ones.
We haven't any children, really.
You mustn't give up now, Andrew. Just when things are looking up. Toto did his little trick when you were away. I'll show you Toto. Toto.
Toto isn't there either.
Yeah, I know. Pity, ain't it?
And Feathers spoke when you were gone. Not in one language, but in many. English, French, German, Latin, Lithuanian, Chinese, Japanese. Swedish, Norwegian, Danish, Arabic, Egyptian, Sanskrit, hieroglyphics, Braille, lip reading, semaphore, and Morse code, and 187 Indian dialects. And do you know what she said? God is love. That's what Feather said in 107 different Indian dialects. God is love. You see, you really mustn't give up now, Andrew. This may seem like a game to you, but it's a real game.
She's quite harmless. I think she's just had a little too much sun today.
Andrew, it's time for the bus. Will you step to the curb and see if you can?
Guess you should humor her.
That's the best way. Of course, my dear.
But be careful.
Certainly, I'm always careful.
What was that?
I don't know. I'll go see.
Toto, let me straighten your bow for the trip. Now, Feathers, settle down for the bus ride.
Lady, your husband.
Andrew?
He's dead. The bus killed him.
I told Andrew something would happen if he didn't get his glasses changed. Who will ever take his place?